It's 5:13 at WGIL. This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's time to talk about the Big Read. It will be kicking off this weekend. It's the event that's been held the last number of years through the Galesburg Public Library, simply to get you reading, but maybe even get you to think about reading as well, and some other things you can do surrounding a good book or two. Eileen Castro and Jane Easterly with the Gale. I just almost complained. I was so focused on getting Eileen's name right. Jane, I almost forgot yours.
It's all right,
yours.
Will. I forgive you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. You're the one. Well, thanks. Thanks to both of you for coming in. I appreciate it, as always. So, Jane, how long have we been doing this now?
Eileen and I were just discussing that on the way down your hallway, actually. Uh-huh. 12, 13?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, we've kind of lost track of how many. There was 1 year we didn't get it, and we did the Carl Sandburg memoir instead. But, yeah, it's around 12, 13 times.
Yeah, and I should say this is based on a grant you apply for every year. And,
correct.
With the exception of one, as you mentioned, you get, although if they don't give it to you again, we know who to talk to.
Yes, it's the National Endowment for the Arts.
There you go.
That we apply to each year from a selection of titles they offer. So we can't just pick any book and say that's what we want to read. Mm-hmm. They have a selection of around 30 books, and you pick one and write a grant. What a great job you would do offering programs around this one book. And we've been fortunate to get it any number of times.
Well, I think the fact that you've gotten it more often, very much more often than not, shows that you're able to really do something with it and have done quite well promoting the book and promoting reading.
That's what we think. What was it, 79 this year, Eileen?
79 this year.
79 libraries, cultural centers, museums, and we were one of the 79 in the United States.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, it's a pretty small number, really.
Take that, hundreds of other communities. So before we get into the book itself, we should probably back up and make sure folks know, Jane and Eileen, that this is a surrounding one specific book, but really the overarching focus is, as simply as I said it, to get people to read, right?
Right. Read and talk about one specific book. And it's not just Galesburg. Eileen, what are some of the other libraries and communities that are participating?
We have, I want to say, 10 partner libraries. So Monmouth, okay. Kewaunee,
Knoxville this year.
No, Hamilton, La Harpe.
Sandburg College.
So you've put this
Monmouth College.
You've put this together in some way or another for a whole large area.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's fantastic. So, all right, Eileen, let's talk right about moving into the particular book that's been chosen this year and why that book is important.
The book we have chosen this year is called When the Emperor Was Divine. It's by Julie Otsuka. It is about one family's... It's actually based on the author, Julie Otsuka's parents and grandparents, and it is about Japanese internment camps during World War II.
Any idea as to why that book was chosen? Do you know?
Well, we chose it from their list.
Oh, okay.
The National Endowment for the Arts, originally they chose a lot of classics, and they've been moving away from that to try and get more people interested.
Okay.
So this book's about 15 years old, I think, a debut book. But they want to try to appeal to a large variety of people.
Okay.
And we chose it for a number of reasons. One, there's a lot of World War II 75th anniversary things going on.
Yeah.
So it's very timely to be talking about World War II events. We have studied a number or chosen books. We chose a book a few years ago that focused on Native American culture. We read one that focused on Mexican culture. And so we try to mix it up. And so this one focuses on Japanese culture. Last year it was African culture. So that was another reason we chose it.
Talk to me a little bit about the book and how it focuses on Japanese culture.
So it actually focuses a lot on Japanese American culture, but it does tie into their Japanese culture. The parents have come over from Japan and they make traditional Japanese rice balls and foods and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then go to the internment camp where they are surrounded by all sorts of other Japanese Americans and sort of bond together in that way.
I think it's kind of an interesting. It sounds like maybe somewhat of a dramatic, perhaps a story, perhaps in some respects, maybe.
Well, what happened is dramatic, but yeah. It's actually, I would say the book is sort of matter of fact. This is what happened to all these loyal Americans during World War II because they looked Japanese. We didn't do the same thing to the Germans and the Italians.
Yeah, certainly not. So along the lines of Japanese culture, in addition to the reading of the book, let's start with, there's always a number of events, I think many of them surrounding the theme of the book, and that all kicks off with, a really cool event this weekend, right?
It does, yeah. On Saturday, March 30th, we are having a Japanese drumming group come from Chicago. They're called Hoetsu Taiko, and they will be performing a drumming performance for free at the Orpheum.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And this is actually, we're very fortunate this year, the grant didn't actually quite cover this performance, but a patron who would like to remain anonymous gave us a donation so that we could afford to bring this group in.
I was going to say, I'm glad you mentioned that, because as I was reading this in the library's March newsletter, because I'm the one it happens to come to here at the radio station. But I think that's, regardless of the theme in the book and the message here, I think that's probably another thing we should mention, because it's so important to have somebody that believes in what the library does so much that they're willing to help make something like this performance happen.
Yeah, it's really great because, yeah, we got $9,000 from the $10,000 from the National Endowment for the Arts. But it's actually expensive to put on a month of programming involving 10 libraries and giving away books and things like that. And the same patron last year funded our African dance and drum troupe.
That's right,
last
yeah.
year, which was an amazing performance. So it is, we really appreciate assistance making a great event even better by additional funding.
Okay, and again, the performance is Saturday afternoon at the Orpheum, right?
Yep. Correct. Yep, 2 p.m.
All right, and doors open at 1:30. And again, that's free admission,
right? It's free admission.
And?
We will be giving, that's the first time we'll be giving away copies of When the Emperor Was Divine. It is an adult book, so it will just be available for adults on Saturday. We do, however, have some teen and kids tie-in books, which will be given away at different times. People can ask at the library if they're interested in those.
All right, well, this performance on Saturday is just the first of a whole month full of events. So let's... Eileen and Jane, talk a bit about what else you'll be doing throughout the month of April.
Yeah, so on April 13th, a Saturday at 1 p.m., we will be having a group from the Japan House at the University of Illinois perform a traditional Japanese tea ceremony, which we're really excited about. So all are invited to attend. It's free. Four people will be chosen from the audience to take part in the actual ceremony. And then after the ceremony, everyone will get to try the tea that they have made.
And that's April 13th, right?
April 13th, yes.
Okay.
At the end of the month, we will be Skyping with the author, Julie Otsuka. So if you read the book, want to have questions for her, feel free to come. We'll have snacks, and we'll be talking to her via Skype. She'll talk about her book, and you can ask her any questions you want to.
All right. What else will be happening throughout the month? An idea of some of those things?
Well, Eileen is very excited about the many craft programs we're doing.
Well, there you go. That's all right.
We have lots of craft. We are co-sponsored by the Civic Arts Center. They're one of our partners for this event. We will be doing DIY Suminagashi journals, which is a sort of marbling paper, and then you'll be turning them into journals. We will have Japanese marquetry, which is a form of wood inlaying, but instead of wood, we will be using origami paper to create some beautiful patterns. We are having a DIY sock knitting workshop, so if you've ever wanted to learn how to knit socks, get some needles and yarn and come on down. And our last one is a kintsugi workshop.
Okay.
Kintsugi is the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery with lacquer mixed with gold or silver. So if you have any broken pottery that you don't know what to do with, bring it down and you will learn how to put it back together.
There you go.
And some of these do have limited sign up. So if anybody's interested in any of these, you should definitely call the library and get your name on the list. Some of them are open to as many people as want to come, but some of them, especially the more intensive ones, we need to know how many people are coming so we have enough supplies. So,
right. Very good. I'm almost out of time, but I want to make sure we talked about it a little bit ago. But if you could explain about what the kids and young adult books that'll be tying into the big read are this year.
Sure.
The teen tie-in book is called Farewell to Manzanar. It is also about another, I believe, based on a true story of the author's parents in Manzanar, the Japanese internment camp. That is by Jeannie Wakatsuki Houston. Okay. And
and then the kids' book is Paper Wishes, which I actually don't know anything about, too.
I do not.
It's definitely themed. And as we're ending here, we really, really would like people to come to the book discussions.
Okay.
That matters to the NEA more than anything else. They want people to come talk about books.
And you'll have a number of those throughout
the
month.
We have a number of those, yes.
Okay. And I know those are all on the library's website and things like that.
Yes, so. And we also have brochures that people can come pick up in the library.
They're all good. On Facebook as well.
Yes.
And we will link to that, the Big Read page on the library's website when we post this conversation momentarily on WGIL.com. Anything else we should know about the Big Read this year?
Well, they're also in the register mail, so you can look in the register mail.
You don't look in the register mail. Will. Just look on the radio station's website. Hey.
Competition.
I'm just kidding. Yes. Go there or go to WGIL.com or just go to the library's website and bypass us and the register mail. That's fine. Either way, I don't care. All right. Anything else we should know?
Nope. Just learn about it. Come.
All right. Very good. Jane Easterly and Eileen Castro from the library. Thanks so much for coming in. And again, once again, I hope the Big Read is a big success for you this year.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.